in this here, but I can't understand what's happened to Hector. He's supposed to come in here the first thing this morning.
Well, stop your dad darn fussing about it. He'll be in here before we get this dad darn airplane finished.
Yes, but if we're going to teach him how to fly, we got to start pretty darn quick. Past 10 o'clock now, and he's got to go up in the air and do a stunt or two.
What kind of stunt you reckon he'll have to do?
Well, I don't know. Fly upside down, maybe. And that's darn dangerous.
Why? Because he'll lose all the loose change out of his pockets?
No, you darn fool. Because all the blood will rush to his head when he's upside down.
Yeah, well, then why don't all the blood rush to his feet when he's right side up?
Because there ain't so much empty space in his feet.
Hector will get along all right.
Oh, hope so.
There, that finishes that all right. Now, what to do next?
I'm just checking it. I look in the book. Oh, it says, to one end of the frame, fasten canvas or a heavy white duck.
Hold on. Do we got to fasten a duck to it?
Certainly. That's what the book says, a heavy white duck.
But what in tarnation need a duck on an airplane for?
Oh, now, Ed, use your head for once. The duck flies and pulls the airplane through the air. Any darn fool know that.
Oh, shucks. The fella that writ that book's crazy.
Crazy nothing. Let me tell you something. The fellow that writ this book knows how to fly. Says so right here in the cover. Says he's the foremost fly expert in the world.
Yeah, well, just the same, he's crazy if he thinks one duck can pull this airplane through the air.
Well, then we'll get a couple of ducks. Quit your darn crabbing. Let's get the consarn thing built.
Well, go ahead, go ahead. I asked you what you want me to do next, didn't I? What's the book say?
It says, be sure the duck is taught.
Be sure it's what?
Taught.
Taught to do what?
Taught to fly. Wouldn't do no good to hit the duck in the airplane if it couldn't fly.
Well, you can learn to fly it yourself. Dad burn it. I ain't gonna be messing around with no duck. And that's all he is to it.
Oh, yes, but now listen, Ed. You
heard me. That's all he is to it.
Oh, yes, but we've got to... Say, stop that dad during pound in a minute, will you, till I answer this plaguey phone. Hello? Oh, say, where in tarnation you been, Hector? Well, you better get over here right off. Oh, gosh almighty.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Well, now listen, Hector. I'll send Deb over with the money right away. Yes, and then you skin over here as fast as you can. All right.
What money are you talking about?
Oh, shucks. Hector's in a mess again. The hotel's took his clothes because he's behind in his room rent and he can't get out.
Took his clothes, eh?
Yes.
That's pretty darn good.
Good nothing. We got a loan of the money to get out. Wonder how much we got here in the till.
Say, wait a minute here. Hold on now. Hold on. We ain't putting out no money for Hector's room rent. You know it.
Oh, we'll get it back. He's going to get $1,000 for going up in that airplane, ain't he? Here's that $20 bill Major Barnes asked to change the other day. Take it over and give it to Hector and tell him...
Why don't you take it over?
I got to stay here and finish up this airplane. I'll take it and go on. Go on. We ain't got no time to lose.
Oh, dagnabbit.
And Ed, while you're out, get a couple of ducks.
Guess what?
A couple of ducks for the airplane. Yeah. Let's see here. There's a fashion with cleats and... Yes. Let's see here. Sunshine, that phone in now. Hello? Yes, this is Deb Winterbottom. Oh, howdy, Major Barnes. Yes, your suitcase is still here, right behind the counter where you left it. Yes, certainly we'll bring it over to you, Major. Yes, we'll be over about 1:30. We're coming with Hector. Yes. Say, Major, why don't you let Hector out of going up in that airplane? He can't. Hello? 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 I reckon it's just no use. Well, my hope is that we can teach Hector how to fly before 2 o'clock, that's all. Let's see now. Howdy, Mr. Bush.
Hello, Mr. Winterbottom. I just going by and thought I'd drop in and see how Mr. Peters' knee was. Sort of complain about the last time I see him.
Well, it ain't so good. In fact, it's worse, I'd say.
Worse? Well, didn't that medicine I told him about help him any?
Nope. He got two more ailments just from reading the symptoms on the wrapper.
Well, say, you know when I think about what's the matter with him? It's just the infirmities of age creeping on him.
Why, why, Mr. Bush, Abby ain't got nothing creeping on him.
No, you don't get me. I mean, he's getting old. That's why he's got a bum knee.
I don't see how you figure that. His other knee's all right, and it's just as old as the bum one. Well, we ain't tarnishing the rest of them tacks.
Say, what are you making?
I'm making an airplane.
An airplane? Well, what do you know? Say, where's the rudder?
And the what?
The rudder. That's what you steer by. You got to have a rudder on it.
You do, then. Well, I reckon I can put one on. Ding ab anyhow. What do you do? Eat them tacks or what?
Ain't them right there behind you there?
Oh, yes, that is them.
Well, tell Mr. Peters I called, won't you? I'll be seeing you again next time I drive by.
Yes, I'll do that, Mr. Bush. So long.
Bye.
Now, let's see here what comes next. Dang it. Where'd I leave off in this darn book? Can't read directions and... Oh, yes, fashion with cleats and...
Gosh, I thought I never was going to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Say, is the airplane done? Is the airplane finished so I can take a flying lesson?
Yeah. See, wait a second. Don't get excited. What is the matter over there at the hotel, anyhow? Taking your clothes away from it just because you was a mite behind your room rent.
Oh, shoot. The manager always gets a grouch on when his wooden leg starts hurting him. And so
when his wooden leg starts hurting him?
Yes. And it hurt him awful last night. Oh, gosh sakes. He was just groaning with pain.
Hold on there, Hector. None of your darn fool stories. How could the manager's wooden leg hurt him?
Yes. That's what I say. And so
he took... I said, hold on. I asked you how his wooden leg could hurt him.
Oh, how his wooden leg could hurt him.
Yes,
I see. His wife hit him over the head with it.
Say, you better not be smart-alecking around here, young feller. This might be your last day on Earth. If you fall out of that there airplane this afternoon.
Oh, shoot. What's a little fall out of airplane? My cousin fell out of airplane once. Fell 10,000 feet. It didn't hurt him at all.
Didn't hurt him? Why, it must have killed him.
No, it didn't hurt him at all. Because he landed in a barrel of lemonade.
Landed in a barrel of lemonade? What's that got to do with it?
Well, don't you see? He lit in a soft drink.
Yeah, that'll do, Hector Smith. You grab that hammer there and start tacking on that canvas. Oh, they say, what's a rooter?
A rooter?
Yes.
A rooter. A rooter is a fellow that hollers at a football game. Why?
Because we got to get one and put him on the airplane.
Yes, but we haven't time to be fooling around with rooters. We've got to get this plane finished so I can take a lesson. Why, it's only 4 hours until I go up at the air circus.
Well, do like I tell you. Take that cleat there and fasten that canvas down.
Oh, shoot. You see, I'm not supposed to make airplanes. I'm just supposed to fly in them.
Now, go ahead and do like I tell you. Nail down that cleat there.
Shoot. Good luck.
Let's see here what comes next. Fasten with cleats and give a coat of shellac. Well, I reckon we can do without shellac. And see, you will now have a perfect device for putting over drying prunes and apricots to protect them from flies. What? Protect prunes and apricots from flies? Ah, dad darn it.
Say, what's the matter?
Oh, land of Goshen, Hector, it's all off. We can't learn you how to fly. We built the wrong thing during this book.
Built the wrong thing?
Yeah.
I say, what is that book you got there anyhow? What is it?
Well, it's supposed to be a book about how to fly, but...
Let's see it.
Here.
How to fly? Yeah. Let's see it. How to fly? Why, the name of this doggone book is The American Fly Problem. Oh, gosh.
Yes,
gosh.
Don't you see it?
Hey, Zeb, I couldn't find no ducks. But here's some chickens. Oh, gosh sake. Gosh almighty.
You Alaman, let's do the grand right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Just side of what your lady fair, and I'll promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head's coming. to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and go to do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and left.